Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I did a podcast episode recently about bathroom etiquette, or I should say like men's bathroom etiquette, because I don't know if fucking ladies have that dumb shit. Men have like specific rules in the bathroom because men are big, dumb douchebag pussies. And I just think it's lame as fuck. There's no real rules in the bathroom. Just be a fucking human being in there. And I thought after I made the episode, you know what? I'm not going to be coming back to the men's room. I'm done. I'm done in the bathroom. No more fucking bathroom podcast. What else is there to fucking say? And then something went down recently, and I thought, you know what? This might actually be a bathroom etiquette situation. Something might need to be said about this. I was at work. I was on lunch, and I had like a fucking 2 or 3 minutes to go. I was like, you know, I'm going to stop at the men's room, wash my hands. And as I'm in the men's room, you know, it seemed empty. It seemed like an empty men's room, but then I heard a flush from the stall. But then nobody emerged from the stall. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on in there? Is either this fucking bathroom's haunted, the fucking toilet's just flushing, or some fucking goofball's in there flushing the toilet and he's just afraid to, like, face me. You know, sometimes you get weird shit like that in the bathroom, too. Like, people will finish up, but they won't come out of the stall. They don't want to see who's, like, out there washing their hands. What am I going to do to you? Like, I got, like, a cup of water. As soon as you open up the stall door, I'm going to throw that shit in your fucking face. So I didn't know what was happening, so I wasn't thinking anything of it. Maybe 5, 10, 15 seconds go by. Finally, somebody emerges from the stall. It's one of my buddies. It's Mitchell motherfucking McNabb. Mitchell McNabb was in the stall. I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck was he doing in there? He comes out. He's kind of, you know, looking around, little nervous. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, were you just in here? Were you the only person in here? And I was like, I just walked in, buddy. The place was empty. He's like, oh my God, it's something just happened in here. And I don't know if I even want to talk about it. I don't know if I want to address it. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't even know if I should be saying anything about it to you, but I'm in the stall, right? And all of a sudden, some guy goes, he uses the urinal, he's washing his hands, finishing up. And all of a sudden, the faucet stops, but he doesn't move. He's just standing there. And all of a sudden, I hear, ookie bookie. And then I just started laughing. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, fucking like ookie bookie, ooga booga and shit. And I don't know if the guy is trying to like spook me, or if he's trying to, like, warm himself up, do some weird kind of fucking vocal exercises to go back on the phone and sell insurance. What the fuck? Ookie bookie. Then I'm putting the pieces together. Like, that's why he's not emerging from the fucking stall. He doesn't want to see for the fucking ooga booga guy out there. Like, how do you have that fucking conversation? Some guy staring in the fucking mirror at a goddamn public men's room, like, yelling ooga booga in the fucking window like it's a fucking episode of Scooby-Doo. He didn't want to run into that guy. Who the fuck, like, looks at himself in the mirror in the bathroom and starts making, like, ghost noises? And do you think he knew somebody was in the stall? Sometimes I catch myself, like, talking to myself. I talk to myself all the time. It's a big fucking problem. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I don't think it's a big fucking problem. Technically, I'm talking to myself right now. I'm having a conversation in my own fucking head. I do that all the fucking time. And sometimes I refer to myself like I'm in the fucking third person. I'll do something. I'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'll be like, I don't know. Like, oh, I'm the only one here? I'm a fucking psychopath. But I'll do that sometimes. I'll talk to myself. And you don't realize where you're at. And sometimes I'll do it in the men's room. I'll think to myself, I hope that was in my head and not out loud, because this person's just hearing me rant and rave to myself if there's somebody in the stall. So I get that, like, sometimes people are in the stall and they don't know they're in there. But talking to yourself is one thing. Looking in the mirror and saying, oogie boogie, or whatever the fuck kind of shit that was going on in there, that's quite another. I just don't get the fucking rationale for that. He was, like, really shook up by it, too. Like, maybe if I was in that situation, maybe I'd have gotten spooked. But in my world, like, just hearing the story, I laughed my fucking ass off. Like, I couldn't compose myself. It was like the fucking fits, you know what I mean? I had the fucking giggles. I couldn't compose myself for like the next 15 fucking minutes. I was back at my desk. One of my friends came back from break and I was just laughing uncontrollably like a fucking mental patient. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, what's so goddamn funny? And I tried to tell the story. But you know when you're trying to tell a story and you're laughing like an idiot? You're ruining the story already. Like, you know, because you're laughing so uncontrollably that A, you're not going to be able to tell the story, number one. You're not going to be able to get through the story. And B, when you finally get to the end of it, when you finally get to the punchline, they're just going to look at you and think you're a fucking moron. So I knew that that's what was happening, but I was just trying to get through the fucking story. And I was like, dude, you know, Mitchell's in the bathroom and like fucking, and then the fucking guy washes his hands and she's like, slow down. It's like, I'm a little kid at this point. I'm like a 7-year-old, like telling his mom something. She's like, slow down. What fucking happened? And I was like, well, he was done. And then somebody like looked in the mirror and he said to himself, and then he started laughing and she's like, you know what? Forget it. Don't even fucking tell me the story anymore. Fuck it. It's done. I don't want to fucking hear it. I was like, no, I'm almost done. And then I got to the ookie bookie punchline and she thought I was lying. She's like, that didn't fucking happen. Stop it. There's no fucking way that happened. This is what happens when you're an asshole. Like, nobody believes your story sometimes. Or you know what actually happens? Like, people believe my bullshit, but they don't believe my truth. Like, I can tell a lie and people will believe that. I can convince people that lies are true, but when I tell an actual true story, if it's like fantastical or fucking really goofy, like, nobody believes it anymore. Like, you gotta fucking trust me, the Ookie Bookie story was true. That is now officially against bathroom etiquette. You can't spook anybody. This isn't fucking Scooby-Doo. We don't have the fucking gang of the mystery machine trying to solve this fucking mystery, so just stop that shit. You're not allowed to go into the bathrooms, men or ladies, and try to spook people with the fucking ghost noises. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with new podcast episodes. You can get every episode on Podbean, the website, or the app. Download that fucking app, would you please? Or follow me on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and elsewhere too. You can follow the podcast on Facebook, Inside the Timeline. I'll keep pumping the videos out for you. Follow me on Twitter @JohnsonHatesYou or on Instagram @maybe5minutes.